more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. And I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act.
Greetings and salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. Today, right now, is August 11th, 2015, which means that it is a Tuesday. The time right now is actually 5:17, and I've been having technical difficulties all damn morning. But I'm here now, you're here now, which means that it can only be my time now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, the king of kings, Mr. No Days Off himself. The champ is here, Johnny Five, aka Sir Darkside. I am your illustrious master of ceremonies right here. The host of hosts, almost, in a sense, when you really start breaking it down and thinking about it. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to thank you guys for waiting. And yeah, man. Shout out to Marcus. MOA. Holding it down. Moved into his new spot like a big grown man. Hanging out with his girlfriend like a big grown teddy bear. And definitely not making music like me. So, congratulations. we're going to get into some music right now. I'm just going to be legit with you guys. I'm trying to fucking get my Skype working right now. In the event that the host of Antisocial Gamer Radio jumps on, and I want to talk some Destiny with him. I know.
But Johnny, I thought this was a hip-hop show.
It is, and we play music, and we highlight artists that we've never heard before. But at the end of the day, it is my show. And I get to talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about, because my time now. No. But no, we are going to talk some Destiny. So let's get into some music in the interim. And Straight From The Door, featuring Obey Zion, Jeff Turner. Let's go. Let's get started. Hopefully, I can get Skype up and running, and it could be a thing right now. That is my girlfriend screaming in the background because she's in the other room playing Destiny. Yay for her. Yay for not having responsibilities. I'm responsible for you fuckers. God damn it. Music. Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
try to control it, but the beast is morphing. Welcome to the jungle, please proceed with caution. What happened to them days? Every set so fortunate. No more outside games, re-release endorphins. Endorsed with them Fortune 500 corporates forcing it. Course it's gonna reach a chore list on every game, every movie, every song. And they got the nerve to ask me why I drink so often. Please fuck off and... Straight from the dough, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. No, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. Yeah, no, I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. No, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. Weak sauce rappers go right for the fame. I swerve right through your lane with the same viciousness with which. Got Tyson in the name, your whole life is in vain. How your kids, they got food on the table, but you got ice in the chain. I guess I shouldn't blame, cause Freddy was a really good dude. Shot twice in the brain. That's why I give a fuck about your Ruby Bezos. These rappers so full of shit, get they booty shepherd. Talents on a newbie level, plus your favorite cereal is probably Fruity Pebbles. If I ain't no better, I would think you the devil. Crossing up the defense like I'm Boston in the Pete. Ain't it funny how you balling, but you cheap? So much fire in the waters of my bone, smoke daily. Shit, I call it awesome of the sea. God show me how awful so awful it could be. So my philosophy is deep, great leaders been gangster shit. They was walking on the sea, I'm bringing something that they thought to be deceit. Feeling like the ones that need hope get ignored. Woke up in the Bugatti, full back asleep in the Ford. But can you even afford? I pay what you owe, I'm an ace in the hole. You ain't know, hit him straight from the dough. Let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. No, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. Yeah, no, I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. No, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the
Oh, girl, have you heard of him? kill this check and guarantee that you won't find it. Sipping lean or repping the team. Yep. It's December C till I'm undersea. Yep. Been hot, but now I'm trying to get my degrees. Yep. I'm a standout, so I'm a name that you should get acquainted with. And I ain't never asking no handouts. So anything I want, man, I'm taking it. Yeah.
Been waiting on this too long.
Take my time when I'm on the grind. Fucking round, I ain't about that. It's no games when I'm switching lanes. So it's a middle finger up to the doubters in a fucking way that I'm quitting, man.
I want it. Okay. Good times. I'm giving up on Skype. Skype has won. Skype has defeated me. I don't know what's going on with it. I don't care. I hate it. I'm beginning to just dislike Max all around. Not 100% sure about that yet, though. I mean, so far it is the easiest device, at least in my experience. to record and edit pretty much anything, that just the basic needs. I was trying to edit something the other day on the Surface, and like there's no programs for it. Like there's no programs for editing on the Surface, so it has me by the balls, you know. I've updated my computerized version of Windows 10, and it sucks. Like, it works far better on my Surface 3, which people said that it's not supposed to, and on the computer that has like all the RAM and memory in the world, it's just like it has done something where it's not registering my mouse. It's all bad, man. It's all bad. And it sucks. Speaking of suck, let's talk about Destiny. And not because I think it sucks, or the direction that it's going is gonna suck. It's just really... it's people, you know, like when you look at Bungie and Activision, you've got two very different companies there, and everybody just lumps them in together. And this is in no way, you know, as people like to say,
You're on Bungie's nuts. You're a tool bag, tool whore, toolography, tooling the tool world, you tool.
No, it's just fucking common sense. And it goes in with everything that I, you know, kind of talk about on the show when it comes to this generation of I want it now and I want it fast. And trust me, no one hates fuck ups more than me. No one hates waiting more than me. No one, or at least there are few people less impatient, or more impatient, should I say. There are a few people more impatient than I am. And yeah, so I'm not this saint fucking, you know, but here's one thing I do respect. I respect art. I respect work. I respect hard work. You know what I'm saying? When they announced the Taken King and those first little bits of details dropped, I went on record, and any new listeners that might be listening to this can go back and scroll through the archives, and you'll find that episode where I went on record as saying that this could have easily all been in the first game. And it should have been. I went on record as saying, you know, there was no reason for them to do it like this. It could have easily been one game. And, you know, I explained in detail my feelings on it while still being excited, while still explaining that I was purchasing it and all that good stuff. So, with that being said, you've got to understand that, you know, and I even think I said it then, you know, when I made those statements, that these people, you know, developers and developing companies, they're on a deadline, you know. They don't just get the money in the, you know, like, for example, Activision goes, yeah, man, you don't take your time. Drop it when you want. You guys make that game as polished as you possibly want it to be, you know. So, I mean, yes, we got an unfinished product. When they released Destiny, it was an unfinished product, and that's fine. We bought it, you know what I'm saying? After a while, we weren't too happy. We were bored with it. You know, I know when I first started playing Destiny, I was super, super excited, and it, you know, it was cool for a minute, you know? It was cool for a minute. Petra came by the tower, and I was like, oh, man, this is tight. And then the Iron Banner came by, like, oh, man, this is tight, and then, you know, it started to slowly fade out, you know. Okay, fine. That happened. I bought into it, bought my limited digital edition, And there you go, you know, it happened. Sucks. But we continue to play, and a lot of you all continue to see it get better, you know? Me, not so much even. When Crota dropped, I was the least bit enthused. Not even a little bit. I have only run Crota twice, and each time I've done it, well, the first time I did it, I was dropped into it towards the end, and some pals ran me through, and boom, we beat it. And the second time I did it, I was on hard, and we cheesed the shit out of it. Just fucking, we needed some wine to go with that cheese the way we cheesed it, so just cheese. Cheese! Okay? So, yeah. There, you know, Crota sucked. House of Wolves for me was the first legitimate step towards change, and it was great, you know. But yet and still, everybody complained. Like, some of the awesome, like, why must it be so easy? Like, when they changed the ability to get the, what do they call, man, the items, the helium filaments and the spiral and the relic iron and all that stuff, when they changed that from going out there and farming it to just being able to purchase it for something as minuscule as 10 little of your coin for doing either your Vanguard points or your Crucible points. That was ridiculous. Making the game easy so that you guys don't have to grind it out. When they dropped the life of the amount of life points that Skullis and Varys Tal, whatever, the last boss in the Mars Strike, when they dropped their life to make it easier for you because you guys complain. When they added the little buffer for Iron Banner because some people just didn't have the time to be on there all the time and it made it difficult for them, those who work during the weeks, to play and blah blah blah. They were making it easier for you, and then you guys fucking completely flip. It's like you are a bunch of people who are just never satisfied, you know. And to be quite frank, I hated all those things. I hated them all. You know, what I would have liked to see is better drops, not weaker bosses, better drops. You know, the one that I partially understand is, okay, you should be able to buy those things in a tower, but it should be way harder to buy than just what it is right now, a little bit, you know, not just 10 of these and then you're done, you know. It just, I'm not vibing that one, you know. So, when you look at the Taken King, again, they have listened to you guys and have added a whole bunch of content. They've changed almost the entire, you know what I'm saying, way the game is played, the way the game looks, you know. They're buffing, they're debuffing weapons and items, they're adding, you know, different usages for different things. They're trying to work with you for the vault space and all these different things. And you know, they've added more story, more cinematic. They've hired a new person to do these voiceovers to make it more engaging. They've given the ghost a different function or more functions in the game. They have added class specific weapons, class specific bounties. They have done a whole bunch to appease you guys, and all anybody can say is, well, Luke Smith said that shit about throwing money at the TV because he just thinks we're mindless consumers. And it's like, shut up. A, even if it wasn't a poorly taste joke, which I believe it is still to this day, but let's just assume that I'm wrong. And it is, you know, that's him. I want your money. Why wouldn't he want your money? You know? Why wouldn't he want your money? If you built, If you made shoes for a fucking living, wouldn't you try to justify the fact that you're charging the most that you could possibly charge to get these shoes? You know? If you made buildings for a living, wouldn't you want to get paid the most that you could possibly get paid to do that job? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here. It's like people who've accomplished nothing, who have done nothing, who have tried at nothing, has something to say about everything. And you know who pisses me off the most is YouTubers, because I get it. You guys are making money, you know, some of you YouTubers, professional YouTubers out there. And okay, that's great, fine and dandy. High five for you. Woo! Making money, but you're doing nothing to do it. Okay, let's be real. You're uploading a video. Okay, you're editing it. That's not really taking that long. It's not that hard. You know, and I'm talking about you gamer YouTubers, by the way. I'm not talking about people who actually make videos, who actually use green screens, and they actually do work with scripts or, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is. I'm talking about people who record themselves playing video games and they talk their shit. So I'm talking about the people who are, you know, a part of the Destiny community that are talking shit about, you know, someone else's hard work. So, you know, you sit up there, you record your gameplay, and you edit it a little bit. You add a little bit of voiceover, you post it, you get a whole bunch of views and likes. You get a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying, you get your ad sponsorships up there, and boom, you're making a little bit of money. So you're going up, I'm making money, what are you talking about? I'm creating something. You're not creating anything. In fact, you're taking someone else's creation, using it as a lure to bring people who are either, who either like or at the very least interested or even hate the game. And then you're talking shit about it and saying it's terrible. All the while you're sitting there and you're playing it, you're getting the views, and you're using it as a source of income. So it's like you've done nothing, you've attempted nothing, you've taken what other people have done and are continuing to change and make better. You're using that as a tool, you're talking down on it, and you're making money off of that. Now, how is that fair to other people who are either doing the same thing that you're doing, but because there's not so much hate and negativity, then, you know, they don't get the views? Or, you know, how is that fair for the people who like the game and, you know, might have it changed or might have it not taken as seriously anymore? How is it fair to anybody but you? Because you're making your money, you're getting yours. Someone's paying you to talk that shit where someone else is going, how the fuck would people pay to watch this shit? You know? So people are like, why would I pay for content I already own? Because that's what collectors do. That is what collectors do. When Halo 4 came out, I spent $100 on a little limited edition box to have a metal tin and all the little goodies inside. I spent $100 for that. You know? When the Gears of War Xbox came out, I already owned an Xbox. I spent another, $399 to get another Xbox just so that it could be the Gears of War edition, you know? People buy comic books. They buy each individual comic book, and then when the trade paperback, when the trade paperback comes out, they buy that too. And then every now and again, they'll have that trade, that same trade paperback, but they'll put it in a box with something else. And people will go, oh my God, I'm going to buy that too. That is what collectors do. So if you can't understand the mind of a collector, then maybe you should just shut the fuck up and stop saying things. Because quite frankly, you look like an ass clown. I think that everything that the Taken King is doing is amazing. I think that they are a little confused on the light levels and the regular levels. And you know, even me, I'm a little bit confused. Someone tried to explain to me the someone tried to explain to me, or not explain to me, it was Datto Does Dex Destiny on YouTube, and you know, he tried to explain to people, not just me, it was a video, but he tried to explain to people that it's like WoW, and you know, even in WoW, I didn't realize that was happening, and B, you know, I just, you know, I never got the tier stuff, so, you know, I wouldn't really get it. I just knew what looked cool, and I was like, I'm gonna wear that, you know, and that's how I am. So, you know, they have light levels, and they have regular levels, and I personally wish that it was more like WoW, and, you know, people can judge me all you want, but that's what I wanted. I wanted WoW for console, in FPS, you know what I'm saying, mode. When you look at a game like Borderlands, man, Borderlands is the closest to WoW in FPS mode that you're going to get without being an MMO, you know? And what I wanted from Destiny is a combination of Borderlands and WoW, and they just, I feel like on many, you know, in many regards, they didn't quite hit that mark, you know, because one of the comments that I did see is that WoW is a huge world, and Destiny's just got like four little planets, and they're adding two more locations. I think one or two more locations, and it's true, you know, it doesn't take much to get all the way around the map on a map, in Destiny, and that's what makes it sad. That's what makes it like I should be able to travel around the Cosmodrome, and it should be bigger, and then hop into my ship and then say I'm gonna go to the moon, and then, you know, I feel also what takes people away from it is the loading screen, you know, or not so much the loading screen, but the fact that I've got to go to orbit and then go to the moon. I can't just, you know, I don't know. I feel like that might be one of those things that, at least for people, at least for me, would have definitely changed the way I looked at it a little bit. If I could just decide to go to the moon from Earth, that would be cool. You know, if I could decide to go to Mars from Earth, that would be cool. Because essentially, it would be making the map bigger without having to make the map bigger. It would just be an extension of, okay, you know what, I've walked around here, I've patrolled down here, I think I'm going to go to the Mars. Boop, 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 you go, boom, you're at Mars. Boom, you're at Venus. Boom, you're on the Dreadnought, you know? I think not giving us whatever that moon is, I forget the name of the, you know, the where the planet that the first mission is on. And I think making that a scout mission is a huge mistake. I think adding only one new level is a huge mistake. However, the level does seem massive. I've looked at the map. Now, granted, the map isn't, you know, it isn't a good depiction of how big the, you know, the actual walkarounds might be. But it seems like there's a lot going on in the Dreadnought, and that's what makes it fun. I definitely want to know more about the, what was it called? The chamber of Omnigul, whatever it was. Oryx, I mean. The crossroads of Oryx or whatever the fuck it's called, that little new mode that they're gonna have. I'm definitely interested in knowing more about that. But I mean, I still hop into, you know, people are like, oh well, Trials of Osiris and Prison of Elders are basically useless now. All you do is this, and I'm like, okay, that's one strategy that you saw online somebody saw online that you're continuing to, you know what I'm saying? I say go out there and make it harder. Make it harder for yourself. Get into the middle. Run around. Hey, let's see who can get the most kills. I mean, I get that you guys are looking for Bungie to say, hey, how about we have a mode where you go into the trials of it, but why don't you do it yourselves? I mean, you know what I mean? And I hate to sound like an old person, but I feel like I'm from a generation where I've been able to, where I used to have to use my imagination to do things. So it's like when I've beaten a game, I can pretty much go back into it and make up my own little scenarios and try to, you know what I'm saying, make it fun for me again. And I think this generation lacks that. They need to be shown direction. They need to be told what to do. They need to have it as an in-game something. And, you know, I agree that would be great, but it doesn't need to be the case, you know. So I think the whole leveling system is going to be great. I think 40 is a little bit low considering that we're at 34. And if they do, in fact, start us in the game at 34 and we just have to go from 34 to 40, that's only six levels, which is, it sucks. I would honestly much rather them have me drop back down to 20 and gain 20 levels. You know what I'm saying? To me, that would A, make sense considering that my level is only based off of my light level, which is based off of my armor, which they are doing away with. And I feel that people who get upset about that just aren't true gamers. They're not. I get it. You leveled your armor up. Your armor is still going to be leveled up. Your light levels are still going to be whatever, I guess, the new conversion is going to be, you know. But you yourself are a level 20. And I think that would be grand to start at a level 20 and to work my way up to level 40. And I think that getting to level 40 should be way more of a grind. It should be the longest part of the game. If that's the max level, it should take people a while to get there, you know? Someone like me who's not constantly on because of work, it should take me a good couple months to get to level 40. You know, someone who's on there all the time, it should take them a good fucking couple weeks, a few weeks to get to level 40. You know, someone who's always on, just grinding. And that is the point of the game, the grind, man. The grind is what makes it fun. To me, the grind is what made WoW fun. The first game I ever played was Final, well, not the first game, I'm sorry, but one of the first next gen, you could say, games I ever played was PlayStation. One of the first RPGs, and I gotta keep changing this around, guys. One of the first RPGs I ever played for next gen console, at least to my memory, was Final Fantasy VII. And that was amazing. And the grind, for me at least, I don't know about anybody else, you know, but I went to school. I wasn't playing 24/7. Couldn't play 24/7. So the grind for me to get to level 99 was insane. It was intense. It took a while. I think it took like a month and a half, give or take. I don't remember exactly how long it took me to beat that game, but I do remember I had school, I had homework, I had other things that I had to, you know, I only had one TV, so I couldn't always be playing. So I don't exactly remember how long it took me, but I want to say it was like a month and a half to get to level 99, you know, and then I beat it. To go through and find all of the, you know, jumping on game facts, and it's like, I gotta find the next summon. That is part of the game, you know? Does Destiny have that, gotta find the next summon? No. But if you're a collector, you're constantly want to be on to get those, you know, exotics. I'm not one of those people, I could care less about the exotics. When I get them, I get them. If I don't, I don't, you know? When I stumbled across Thorn, that was fun. When I, you know, I can't remember what other, oh, the only one that I was searching for. And that's the thing, too. When you're searching for one that you want, that's cool. You know, when you're looking to turn in those boundaries, like, fuck, did I get it? No, damn it. Tomorrow, maybe. And then you're doing it again. And you're like, did I get it? No, damn it. And you're constantly just, let me turn in boundaries. I got to do these. No matter how repetitive it is, you know what you're waiting for. You're looking for that one thing. So the first thing that I wanted was really good advice. And I busted my ass until I got it. And I got it, you know? So, and then when I got the Thorn bounty, I wasn't looking for this bounty. It came to me. I chose it. And then I worked until I got it, you know? And shit, it even made me a little bit better at Crucible because, you know, I'm trying not to die. So, you know, man, I'm just saying, it's not the worst thing in the world to have to grind and to get to where you want to be and to achieve something. You know, I feel like that translates into real life, man. Sometimes you have to work to get what you want and to get to where you want to be. And fucking, if you just want it to be handed to you, you just want to get in there and be like, level 40, let's go, blah, 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 then you're an idiot. Some of the other additions that they're doing is the ability to turn in bounties from not having to go back to, you know, the tower or to the reef. The class specific bounties. The sixth bounty there, you know, the sixth bounty, after you do all five bounties and complete those, you get a sixth bounty, which again, I feel like those are things that are going to continue to bring people back in hopes that for whatever. But I think the grind is the most important thing. And I feel like that's where they went wrong, personally, when they took out the grind, when they got rid of the fact that you had to work to get those helium filaments, when you had to go out there and you had to farm. Farming is fucking, I mean, it's tedious, but when you are about that life, it's necessary. You know, when I play Elder Scrolls Online, ESO, and I'm trying to make swords and be a blacksmith, guess what I'm out there doing? I'm fucking farming iron. There's nowhere that sells iron. There's nowhere that sells silver, ignots, you know? You gotta go out there and you gotta farm that shit. Okay? It happens. I think in ESO, actually, you can buy those things from a faction that you're a part of, but I mean, A, I'm not a part of any factions. B, I haven't been there yet. C, I don't know if they're talking about in-game factions or personal factions where other players are selling the ignots. But, I mean, at the end of the day, someone's out there farming it. So, I feel like Destiny could use a little bit more MMO and a little less fucking fan-friendly, player-friendly bullcrap, because it's nonsense. It's nonsense. What makes the game fun is the challenge. The challenge is what makes it there. When you're in the middle of a something and your fucking palms are sweating and your feet are sweating and you're like, God damn it, I gotta start over. That's the business, I think. Like, you know, so there's that. And that's coming out soon, so super fucking excited. Super excited. People need to stop complaining, stop being whiny little babies. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. You don't have to. You know, but if you think that they're not a business, may it be Bungie or Activision, and if you think that they're not a business with employees, with families that are trying to make a living, and if you think that they aren't people who want to make money, then you're sadly mistaken. And, you know, one YouTuber said, well, it's one thing to know blah, 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 but it's a completely other thing to rub our nose in it and leak. Yeah, well, you know, what the fuck? You bought it, you're gonna buy it, you know, you're gonna play it, so what does it matter? What does it matter? It's like, yeah, I know, I went out and I bought a physical copy of some shit that I already had. And, you know, fortunately, my girlfriend likes playing, so it's not necessarily just going to waste, per se. I could have even auctioned that stuff off, or not auctioned it off, but, you know, gave it away, held some competitions on here, or on my YouTube, or whatever it is, and, yeah, it could have been just as simple as that. Boom, whatever. But I still would have done it. I still would have paid this extra money for this content that I already had, just to get those physical little, tidbits, just to get that little extra in-game stuff, just to get those, you know, that early access to Syros, just to get those little bit of things. Yeah, I would have did it. And still, if it was just me playing Destiny, I would have did that, because a collector, collectors collect. Complainers complain, and haters hate, and haters gonna hate, but haters who hate haters are gonna hate haters, so consider yourself hated hater. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. After these brief messages, come back, we have some music, we're gonna set the mood, we're gonna set the tone, you light some candles, okay, we're gonna have some good times. And then the show's going to be over. You're going to go to Dutch and Royce. You're going to enjoy that. If you've got any music that you want to have heard on the show, feel free to send it to us. mc.itsmtn@gmail.com. It is the number one spot to send your music and be heard. And, I mean, next to Audio Mac and SoundCloud, we are the next best thing. Because let me tell you right now, Reverb Nation ain't fucking doing it for people. And they're charging a whole bunch of people a whole bunch of money. And MySpace just, that lasted for like a day, didn't it? And I forget what the other one is called, but yeah, it's nonsense as well. So, you know, next to Audio Mac and SoundCloud, there's My Time Now. And this is where you can be heard. This is where you can be hyped up, shouted out, and maybe even interviewed if we really like you. So, hey, these are all things that could happen for you. mc.itsmtn musicattached@gmail.com. Music attached, linked, filed, short bio, whatever it is you want to do, man. You send us your music, we'll get it listened to, we'll get it played. So we'll be right back.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cub Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTES.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
The following trailer is rated H for honest. From the developers who created one of the best fighting games of all time, then did everything they could to ruin it, comes a franchise that taught kids all they know about human anatomy and absolutely nothing about spelling. Mortal Kombat. Experience all 9 of the core captivating combats. Can we get those changed to C's? Thanks. There's the bloody arcade sensation that started it all, including the ESRB rating system, the sequel that was better in every way, an avalanche of turds that almost bankrupted the company, a franchise-saving reboot, and a game we'll all agree to never speak of again. Test your might in the Mortal Kombat Tournament, where you'll face off against non-mortals like a centaur, a four-armed dragon monster, and a literal god. Choose your combatant from a vast selection of not-so-original characters, featuring 1 Bruce Lee ripoff, 3 different cops, 3 identical Asian chicks, 4 interchangeable cyborgs, and 7 palette-swapped ninja men.
Lazy!
Try to follow the series' convoluted story about evil sorcerers trying to conquer the Earth Realm, which for some reason always comes down to a one-on-one martial arts tournament. It's actually a pretty humane way to settle a war if you think about it. Cheese your way to victory in these ultra-violent Street Fighters for Dummies, then finish off your opponent with the ultimate humiliation by turning them into a baby, putting them in the friend zone, or ending their pathetic life with a fatality. That is, if you could just get the damn move right. Oh, come on! What the hell is jump distance anyway? Break up your epic quest to slaughter your enemies and save all of humanity with cute little mini-games like Board Combat, Mortal Pong Bat, and Mario Kart Bat. Whee! So prepare for the fighting game sensation that took America by storm, spawning one great 90s movie, one horrible 90s movie.
You're alive. Too bad. You will die.
And the best 90s dance track ever. Oh man, this is like the Laser Tag National Anthem. Starring...
Woo!
The Last Mohican, Butterface, Jack Skellington, Miley Cyrus, Paul Blart Mall Cop,
the hot teacher from Billy Madison, the one with the boobs, Channing Tatum, odd job, hand job, boob job, let it go, and Barack Obama. Did you know the first Mortal Kombat was supposed to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme game? Then when he backed out, they turned him into Johnny Cage? Man, that would have been cooler than Shaq Fu. Be sure to subscribe for more Honest Game Trailers and tell me what you'd like to hear me say in my awesome voice. And now, in the spirit of Mortal Kombat, I'm turning over the comments to Shao Kahn.
You shall not fight. We ride together, we die together. Bad boys for life. Tilted and booted. The Shellsberries taste like Shellsberries. Tacos! Hey, listen!
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at CZWrestling.com. That's CZWrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes.
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box now.
There is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Monday nights, 7 to 10 on morelikeradio.com.
An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. They ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
Imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Occupy our balls.
We are hashtagging it up, occupying it up. This is Rome and Olivia Louise. Oh, me. Hashtag, you know what time it is.
Oh,
We've been on some new shit lately. You can't visit different places, different feeling, different faces. I'm smoking anticipation. I know that you know this. They cannot control this. I've been getting loaded. Lighted up that ecstasy. That brings out the best in me. My plug has been blessing me. I swear there's no stress in me. I'm just living my life on the edge. Put that hand on my heart like the pledge. I'm gonna pull this one up for my memories. I'm gonna play the best role. I know they gonna envy me. I teach your ass a new subject. Kiss that pussy, hold that stomach. Won't pull the trigger, baby. I'm not fumbling. Off the drugs, I'm stumbling. I done showed up late. I done rolled up eight. Popped the cold one, hey, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you met a new me. I'm not the same no more. I started off sipping late and now it's a dangerous pull. I'm living my life. I know they got haters, fool. I'm doing it right. Hopped out my neighbor's porch. We don't give a fuck about these niggas. Telling you again. I feel like I tell you over and over. It never end. I'll never bend. I swear I won't fold. I smoke one for my goal. I've been thinking of gold. I'm about to explode. Light it up. Roll that shit. Hold that shit. Who sold that shit? Don't blow that shit. I don't know that shit. I'm flying in a dream. Hippie in the street. I'm blessed, I think. I've been on them pills, ayy. Blowing smoke like a meal, ayy. You know I come from that steel, ayy. I don't have a deal, ayy. But I'ma make a meal, ayy. Tell me how you feel, ayy.
Roll it, light it, fuck it. I don't usually smoke like this. Over, roll it, light it, fuck it. I want buckets, high grade nuggets. Roll it, light it, fuck it. I wanna choke on this shit like I'm sucking. I wanna choke on this shit like you're bussing. Oh, that sounds disgusting. Just fuck it and light it for me. And I feel lost. Like, I don't like the new me. What about the old me? Did I even know me? Lost. I'm so far from who I was. Like, I don't like the new me. Where the fuck's the old me? Father, won't you show me?
What the fuck's the old me? I don't know, where'd I go, what happened, I missed the show. I don't know, about my bread, about my dough, break it down, make some more. I shoot off in the sky, I'ma take up, I shoot off at stars, I'ma blaze up. I'm smoking that dope, they can't take much, I'm smoking that dope, they can't tame much. Hey, I make it rain on bitches. Hey, I got money for riches. Hey, I'ma get mama riches. Hey. Well, they don't know me yet. I'ma be more top, I'ma multiply. I'ma stab my moolah to the sky. I'ma fly, I'ma be a shark. I'ma be that guy, hold the wheel, baby, drive. I'm going without a bite.
Boy, said you left me, I've been so low. Gonna get naturally high.
Yeah.
again and again. Let's pretend you become a man. Never heard a hint from my music, all of a sudden you were more than a fan. Like, dang, now I got them saying I'm not the same as these other rappers who up now in the game. Thinking that it changed, but they never gonna gain. Why they get tamed in a day? God dang, too easy. These people screaming, oh my gosh, look like, oh my gosh, pull up in that brand new, oh my gosh, with them shiny tights, get your girl up, you like, who's a bum, right, I'm just doing what I'm doing, got the chance to work, got these people screaming, oh my gosh, you know what, we, and first off, we got the big man MOA, 2K15 in the room. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here multitasking like a motherfucker. I'm being honest with you. All that talk about Destiny during commercial break. Bust out some Destiny. Put the game on. Start playing that shit. Playing that shit right now. Run through some strikes on nigga. What's up? No, that's happening right now. But something about Rome and Olivia Louise, the old me, is killing it right now. Followed up by, oh my God. Like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. And you know what? We go follow that up with the villain. And then we go follow it up, and then we go follow the villain up with No Halo. And then we're going to let the hordes blare with Max Star. It is 6:21, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. MOA, you missed all the Destiny talk, so, you know, sorry you came late, but that part of the day is over. But let's see if we can roll out of here real nice, real smooth, real easy. Rome, Olivia Louise, Pure Knowledge, Lex Leosis, Valley Vicious, Valley V, V Vicious, Double V, and Max Star. Wouldn't that be an all-star lineup to be heard on one track? Well, guess what? It may not be one track, but it is my time now, and it is happening. Hashtag, you know what time it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't usually smoke like this, overgrown it, light it, fuck it, I want buckets, high grade nuggets, roll it, light it, fuck it, I wanna choke on this shit like I'm sucking, I wanna choke on this shit like you're bussing, oh that sounds disgusting, just fuck it and light it for me.
We've been on some new shit lately. You can't visit different places, different feeling, different faces. I'm smoking anticipation. I know that you know this. They cannot control this. I've been getting loaded. Lighted up that ecstasy. That brings out the best in me. My plug has been blessing me. I swear there's no stress in me. I'm just living my life on the edge. Put that hand on my heart like the pledge. I'm gonna pull this one up for my memories. I'm gonna play the best role. I know they gonna envy me. I teach your ass a new subject. Kiss that pussy, hold that stomach. Won't pull the trigger, baby. I'm not fumbling. Off the drugs, I'm stumbling. I done showed up late. I done rolled up eight. Popped a cold one, hey, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you met a new me. I'm not the same no more. I started off sipping late, and now it's a dangerous pull. I'm living my life. I know they got haters, fool. I'm doing it right. Hopped out my neighbor's porch. We don't give a fuck about these niggas. Telling you again. I feel like I tell you over and over. It never end. I'll never bend. I swear I won't fold. I smoke one for my goal. I've been thinking of gold. I'm about to explode. Light it up. Roll that shit. Hold that shit. Who's hold that shit? Don't blow that shit. I don't know that shit. I'm flying in a dream. Hippie in the street. I'm blessed, I think. I've been on them pills, ayy. Blowing smoke like a meal, ayy. You know I come from the steel, ayy. I don't have a deal, ayy. But I'ma make a meal, ayy. Tell me how you feel, ayy.
Roll it, light it, fuck it. I don't usually smoke like this. Over, roll it, light it, fuck it. I want buckets, high grade nuggets. Roll it, light it, fuck it. I wanna choke on this shit like I'm sucking. I wanna choke on this shit like you're bussing. Oh, that sounds disgusting. Just fuck it and light it for me.
with me? I don't know, where'd I go? What happened? I missed the show. I don't know, about my bread, about my dough. Break it down, make some more. I shoot off in the sky, I'ma take up. I shoot off at stars, I'ma blaze up. I'm smoking that dope, they can't take much. I'm smoking that dope, they can't tame up. Hey, I make it rain on bitches. Hey, I got money for riches. Hey, I'ma get mama riches. Hey, well, they don't know me yet. I'ma be multi, I'ma multiply. I'ma stack my moolah to the sky. I'ma fly, I'ma be a shark. I'ma be that guy, hold the wheel, baby, drive. I'm gone without a bite.
Boy, said you love me, I've been so
people
I'm an innocent white girl killing everything they doubted me for. Rowdy and rolling, ready for money, I'm hungry and poor. Get the crowd going, young and stun them, gentlemen holding doors. I don't go through them, set the hardship a young and ready for. War, I'm the feeling you feeling, in every twist they revealing. I be like Joker and Quinnen, the type of sin you been wanting. Baby, I got it, no problem, indulging love with the dark side. I'll be your gateway to Gotham. Ah, emails full of death threats. Scared I know the culture more than any vets did. I am the target for the male spitter's hardship. Wanna go and make me scarlet, give me A's and call me harlot. But don't even get me started, nah. In the mirror, I'm citizen. Is that due to my privileges? Burning bridges to civilness. Playing core, but I'm wicked. And playing chicken with weapons while wearing grins. I am twisted. Don't bring your crew, I'll be living. Ah! I tried to fight it on God. I mean, it's hard, but I'm flawed. Who wouldn't be all this odd? When you see heroin with frauds, that's who you want as your boss. To speak and move and call shots. When there's no action, you shocked. I'm calm. Give me a chance to pick up swords, fight the men who call me whores, cause I'm better than they boys, huh? Yeah. Battle men who claim they gods, I'll be happy to oblige, cause I'm a classy bride. Apocalypse, run into your shelters, getting ominous. Me and all the prominent dominance, fight for consciousness. Confident, I'll respect the consequence. Running continents, I am the general, like I reside in Providence. Misfit plotting, miss me with that comment. I don't play by rules, I am the person you forgot it. Coming for your city, fire dropping on them. Now your girl a classic villain, thought this what you wanted, huh?
Like they pay your rights to remain the same. Y'all don't pay attention to the fact you popping everything. I've been drinking every day, trying to numb the pain. People hit me up and we be close, but yet so far away. That's why I say, yo, fuck it, I'm okay. My don't fuck with you list is getting longer every day. So give me my space, and I'll do the same. Really can't act like I want you around anyhow, so don't think that I'm plain. I can see why you be jealous, I'm pimping on playlists, it's vicious, they plain. Better alone, no halo and soul, but y'all better know to be praying.
Ooh, ayo, ayo, bad cause I gon' say so. I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo. Ooh, ayo, ayo. Bad cause I say so. I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo.
This year, I'm planning to shock the world. Electrify you. Let's go.
I-M-E-L-E-C-T-R-I-F-Y-I-N-G.
Okay.
Step out of bed when I hit right. I know I gotta be the best I can be. No matter if I gotta prove them wrong so I can make my legacy.
see love in the queue. Any moment I can hand off, pull the trigger and drop real fast like a triple threat. Like a triple threat. Fuck your status, I got now and next like I did before.
Okay.
My niggas gonna fuck this game raw till his legs are shaking and sore. When I'm away from the mic, I might seem calm and sane. But watch me step in the booth, that's when he's gonna bring in pain.
Yep.
Fuck the fame, I just want people to know that I'm ill. And my punchlines can punchline with bass and kicks that your heart will feel. Heavy rhyme is real, she can tell me how you can taste it. And it smells like me being better than you, so just face it. Don't get your back up, my notebook was in the back up.
Uh-huh.
You got rhymes for days to pack weapons, make you shake yourself and you feel it back up. So pack up your little nerdy rhymes. I will tell you numerous times.
Okay.
I count with the fast crime, it should nickname you Bust the Rhyme.
Yep.
Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons.
Uh-huh.
There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tune.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but it's not looking better for you.
Yeah.
You better do your research and learn about my shop value, bitch.
Well,
stop the presses. No one ever told me that I had competition.
What?
Well, I am Bobby Brown. The rest of you faggots are new
additions.
Damn. You better get new religions. Don't follow Jesus. Ask him to help you find a new career because you're getting down
in your feature.
This creature's known as my crew. Continue to beat and polarize you. I'd be surprised if you're alive here, so I suggest you go spread the news.
What?
My team behind me, they realign me whenever I fall off track. They take the time to go snipe the guy that just wants to stab my back.
Go get him.
So take heed with you bitches.
What?
There's no room for you snitches.
What?
Like a mama with a sewing kit with your costume, you gon' get some stitches. I'm the personal, it's just business.
Yeah.
With Patrick as my witness.
Yeah.
Better put your goggles on, cause I strongly vowed you to pay attention.
I'm
number one in this bitch, you just
have to accept it.
Yeah. Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons. There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tomb.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but
sure.
It's not looking better for you. You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch. There's a reason that I've learned to rip the mic to pieces. Haven't had no voice, never had a choice, but let someone have new
resolutions.
What are you what to do, what to say? All this pressure, keep building this thought to torment you. Any voice that they start to convict you. I need a mic so I can get me through these rough times that's among us.
What?
It's a lot of injustice. No DC comments on Mortal Kombat involved, it's just us. Real people with real struggles, that's who I represent.
Okay.
So when I say I'm electrifying, I'm not talking about my fists. I'm talking
get
about veterans, blue collars, and people that walk the streets.
Uh-huh.
That mother that works two jobs, just so her kids can eat.
What?
That dude that deals with bullies, rises up with mental strength.
Yeah.
And everybody living in America that struggles out to pay rent.
Oh my
now,
gosh.
I understand that I'm real. I'm working hard to get my game up. There's no need for me to change up. I'm hurrying right
that field. Okay.
There's two sides to this story. By my side, or against
what's next?
And if you're on the ladder, you're getting served on a silver platter. What's up?
I'm number one in this bitch. You just have to accept it.
Chill. Yeah, it keeps me equipped in case you don't respect
it. Okay.
When I roll up in my whip, it'll be hard to reject it.
Uh-huh.
You don't want no regrets, cause I'll have to connect. Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons. There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tomb.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but it's not looking better for you.
Uh-huh.
You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch.
Yeah, I told y'all, no more Mr. Nice Guy, I'm coming in, yeah, Drugs, I see you, homie, I hope I did the beat justice, my dude, good luck, yeah, MOA deuces.
in this life there are thinkers and think nots. They want me to quit moving till my feet stop. Heart pumping to the rhythm of my beatbox. When my wristwatch gonna tick tock, they don't get my time. Trying to have friends, never had them, they don't hit my line. I'm trying to take these days and invest for a while. Relearning how to live my life like the steps of a child. Cause don't want to be cool in high school, I want to be dope in college. Don't want to be pretty good, I want to be fucking polished. I don't want to be cute, I want to be handsome. I ain't begging no label no more to hand over the loot. I'm demanding a ransom with a 12 gauge, not a handgun. I don't want no free throw, but a 3-point fadeaway shot and one. Basically, I'm saying I want more than what they offer, because now I know my worth and I ain't hiding from the monster. I'ma get it, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. And I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. Yeah. My pen is perfectly poised. Pieces of paper piled up, that's how I stay employed. And Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle rappers annoyed. Pointed pistols of poetry penetrating they pores, poison absorbed. Life ain't always sweet, sometimes it's diabetic. Depression told me, you ain't got no parents, you pathetic. Got my PhD in preservation, my guidance was prosthetic. Plus, Papa was a preacher, so partner, I'm prophetic, huh? That mean that it's gonna got a thing that I mean that'll make you scream. Got a demon in a dream and a scene that'll only see on screen. Shit, but I mean, I'm a king, got a leader, that's all about what I bring. So I'd rather have us kiss the sky, we never kiss the ring. You don't get it, they want behaving, I'm DNA. It costs to be the boss, but never pays to be a slave. Look, this is your life and your call. Just don't let the way that you were raised become the reason you fall. And I'ma get it, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. And I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity.
No matter what they say about me, they can't go a day without me. Even though they come around, I know they feel some way about me. Been on this road so long, seems like every day is cloudy. I find a way to go on, even though these haters doubt me. But I see it vividly, but it never happens instantly. But they all switch up eventually, but a car just sold in the industry. I know my intentions seem lofty, but that's essentially why these niggas have contempt for me. But I know what my heart is meant to be. Picture me, following stride, worshiping something that's hollow inside. You never can tell what tomorrow could hide. You either let go or you swallow your pride. I was advised, it would be different, just listen and stay in your lane. Find it pathetic how you can be mad and pathetic to someone that's sharing his pain. This is a shame. I never want to be that person that is immersed in such a deep burden that he keeps searching for a diversion. Knowing he's searching, this is deserving. We must redeem our worth, but we can never be free if we cling to this earth. I know.
And I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. And I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity.
I see the lights on in the house. better not for me. They're headed somewhere I never wanna see. I took my bruises and I let them heal on my own. Now it's time to come back.
Yes, yes, that's what we're all looking for, a better motherfucking life. Hey, man, I want to thank you guys for tuning in today and listening to me rant and rave about destiny, nothing to do with music. But you know what? It has everything to do with me. So thank you for bearing with us today during our technical difficulties. Stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. You can find me in the land of destiny, gamer tag, psych ward. P-S-C-H-Y-W-A-R-D-D, double D at the end because it's just so big. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, at Darkside Rules, D-A-R-K-S-E-I-D. I know what you guys are saying, but it's I before E, C, except after me, because S-E-I-D, that's my ID. Follow the show, of course, at It's MTN. We're always tweeting, retweeting, and hashtagging something. Maybe not always, but sometimes. And you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ It's MTN, because it is my time now. It's your time now. And let's get it in. Let's get it done. Let's get it going. Guys, once again, thank you. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go play some more goddamn Destiny. Well, I'm going to take a shower first because I stink like the Dickens. Just sharing, in case you wanted to know. But after that shower, I am going to be on Destiny, getting it down, getting it in, and getting it out. So, for all you guys out there fucking complaining about Destiny, it's too much money to do the taking QA, charging us for content we already own. Why would I? And why are they getting rid of our level? Why are they capping? Why are they level capping? Why are they taking away our weapons? Why? Shut up! It doesn't matter what you think. I had to capture the inner rock just now. I don't know what happened. But I will tell you this. For all of you guys out there complaining day in, day out, over and over and over again about Destiny's not this, Destiny does this, I need you guys to take your Xbox Ones, your Xbox 360s, PlayStation 4s, your PlayStation 3s or 5s or whatever the fuck it is PlayStation's got going on right now. I need you to take those and need you to shine them up real fucking nice. I need you to plug them in. Make sure that all your cords are lined up, neatly aligned, wrapped up, something proper. Did I mention Dutch and Royce is up next? Because you guys need to stick around for that. After you make sure that all your cords are nice and proper and you don't have like a little tangle going on back there, just in case you have cats or a dog, you don't want them to knock anything over while you're playing Destiny. See, you're going to upload your game, where you're gonna put your disc in, whichever one you do. Me right now, I upload a game, you know. Maybe you future, you'll put disc in, who knows, doesn't matter. You do what you do. All I want to say is turn the game on, put on Destiny, you play to your heart's content, you level up, you get it up, you go out there, you go hunting, you get your last words, you get your yellow horns, you get to the last, you get the traveler's secrets, you just get it, you go and you get your relic irons, you get everything you need to, you get a little yellow box around every single item that you have, man. You get that yellow box and you look at your, you get your light up, you get your intelligence up, you get your discipline up, you get your strength up, you get it all up there, man. Get it up. And then you fucking form some of the greatest fucking opinions, some of the worst opinions. You talk about how just shitty the game is, how shitty the weapons are, how shitty Bungie is, how much of a fucking conglomerate Activision is. You just take all those opinions, write down all those notes, man. You write down all those notes, all the things that you disliked about the game. You write them right on down. You write them right on down while you're playing and you're taking notes and you're doing all these things. Then I want you to take that paper. Notes that you did. I want you to fold it up because we're taking it old school. We're going to fold it up in half. We're going to put that into a little envelope. And you address that to Nobody Gives a Damn Boulevard. You take your note, you take your game, your system, and you take it, shine it up again. Make sure it's still hot from overplaying because you've been playing it a lot. Make sure it's still hot. You take it, you shove it right up your candied ass. And you realize that for you, for all of your complaining, for all of your opinions, for all of your thoughts and your cheapness and your just your ridiculous, childish cynicism and crybaby fucking antics, just know that for you, lady or gentleman, for you, because I don't discriminate, by the way, if it's game over for a boy, it could be game over for a girl. So it doesn't matter who you are. It is just game over.